This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Jefferson and Clallam counties for Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. It is November 1st, 1 week from Election Day. In Jefferson County, there are 27,491 registered voters, and as of this morning, 9,076 ballots have been returned to the county auditor, which is 33% of the ballots out there. Of those ballots, 117 have been challenged. The top three reasons for challenge statewide are: the signature does not match, the ballot envelope is unsigned, or they are awaiting further review. After you send it in, you can check the status of your ballot on the county elections webpage on the Jefferson County website. A link for that and for the ballot return statistics are on the transcript of this newscast on our website, kptz.org. In Clallam County, there are 57,164 registered voters, and 16,965 ballots have been returned, just under 30%. 250 ballots have been challenged. A friendly reminder: fill out your ballot, place it in the envelope, sign and date it. Include your phone number or email address if you wish to be contacted over any irregularities. Place it in the mail or drop it in a ballot drop box in your county. The Jefferson County Board of County Commissioners did not meet yesterday, as it was the fifth Monday of October. The public health briefings are going to go to one per month on the third Monday of the month, so the next public health briefing will be November 21st. In Jefferson County, the two-week COVID case rate is 233 per 100,000. No one is currently hospitalized. 39 new cases were added this week for a total of 6,149 cases. The total count of COVID-19-related deaths in Jefferson County stands at 32. According to the Clallam County Smart Sheet webpage, where they have the COVID-19 numbers, as of today, they will be shifting to a new model of sharing information. Home testing COVID-19 availability, while excellent for helping control the spread of the disease, has made it more difficult to see the true number of COVID cases in Clallam County. As a result, they will be prioritizing the sharing of the following information: current levels of hospitalization due to respiratory illness, including COVID-19, but also including influenza and other respiratory illness; overall outlook and trends based on new and emerging COVID-19 variants; universal precautions and steps to take based on your or your loved one's risk of severe disease; vaccination rates and statuses of available boosters dependent on age and risk. Individual case level data is still available on the state COVID dashboard. Select Clallam County for county specific numbers, as well as reports on vaccination rates, variant sequencing, and outbreaks. This is from the Brennan Fire Chief, Tim Manley. This was on the Brennan Fire Department Facebook webpage. On October 28th, just after 10 a.m., a pickup driver lost control of his vehicle and spun around at the infamous Highway 101 milepost 302.5. Once again, a driver was speeding for the conditions present and not adhering to the signals and posted signs. Then he added, "I understand this is the second accident at this location in less than 24 hours, but I remind everyone that it's only the fourth this year alone. In 2020, before the new signage was added, there was an accident in that location every 11 days. The Brennan Fire Department's fight to have the increased signage and flashing lights isn't perfect, but it is working," according to Tim Manley. He said he will continue to advocate for safer conditions and will call upon the community when the need arises to help push safety issues. Then he said, "Thank you, Brennan community, for your patience and support. Chief Tim Manley." Yesterday afternoon, shortly after 1 p.m., a 31-year-old man from Bremerton was driving a Hyundai Tucson north on Route 19 toward Port Townsend near the intersection of State Route 20. He continued through the green light at speed and continued on State Route 20, and just where it veers to the right, he continued straight ahead across the highway. As the Washington State Patrol report of the incident said, "Vehicle 1 failed to negotiate a turn and left the roadway to the left. Vehicle 1 struck multiple trees, a boulder, and came to rest on the passenger side." Drugs or alcohol involved? Yes. The driver was injured and transported to St. Michael's by ambulance. He was not wearing a seatbelt and is being charged with driving under the influence. Next Monday at noon and 5 p.m., Attention Please will feature my interview with Peter Lumsdaine, who is with the Physicians for Social Responsibility, about the parallels between the current threat of nuclear war and the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday, you can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.